Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
We're talking to play-by-play man Kevin Harlan. You're the best when it comes to play-by-play of life.
We're sending Marshall Harris to D.C. to run on the field.
Come on, Marshall. Bring it home, baby. We're ready for you.
The Raheemy Harrison Grody Show. Middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score.
Here's Williams. In the pocket. Williams trying to get out of the pocket. He won't. Loses the ball. And the Steelers jump on top of it. It's a touchdown. And it's T.J. Trying to do there. Either tuck the ball away or throw it. One or the other.
Yeah, that wasn't great. The instance where Caleb Williams was backed up into his own end zone trying to throw the ball away, and not only did that not happen, but shake and bake for the Pittsburgh defense. T.J. Watt and Nate Herbig were able to take him down. So that's what happened. Resulted in a Steelers touchdown and the Bears winning the game, though, 31-28. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. And we examine Caleb Williams' performance. 19 of 35 for 239 yards, 3 touchdowns. Now, it's only ruled as 1 sack, and that's kind of what I found interesting. The one from T.J. Watt was outright. So I, for whatever reason, it seems like the NFL has ruled that that was a fumble return for a touchdown, not an official sack. And that's what I was kind of scrolling through here trying to see. Maybe I'm the only one who cares about this.
Wait, say it again.
The Watt family should care about it.
You're saying it's not ruled a sack, what'd you say?
Yeah, because like there was only he only got 1 sack in the game according to the box scores.
Yeah, but that was in the end zone, right?
No, there was another one. There was the T.J. Watt sack earlier where that's when T.J. got the record over J.J., and that was discussed.
No, I thought that was in the end zone.
It was
in the end zone. I'm not crazy. It was in the end zone. There was only 1 sack, and that's what it was.
Because if you looked at the game log, it was said differently in like 2 different versions of the game.
Trust me,
so
that
he would have 0
one
sacks.
Sack. No, yeah. There was 1 sack. It did count as a sack. That's why I got confused. It's definitely a sack. Anytime you cause a fumble from the quarterback in the pocket, it's a sack.
Right.
It's just called a strip sack. It's a type of sack.
Right.
No, that I agree with. Okay. But it's just like, you know how sometimes when you're scoring at home or they log it, like for example, there will be X amount of sacks in the game, but then the team is only credited, the individuals are only credited with a certain amount, so that might not add up to the team sack.
There was only 1 sack in the of Caleb Williams in the game, period.
But regardless of how you score it, not only was it not good, it was probably one of the worst plays I've seen him make in his career so far.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt about that. You could throw some of maybe the early interceptions into that, where it's just like a really bad ball, like you shouldn't have thrown that, and it was way too easy for the... It almost looks like the defender is a receiver, one of the Neil O'Donnell in the Super Bowl type interceptions.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so no, I thought that was a bad play. But the way he bounced back is what I loved about what he did in this game. This man was under 50% in the first half of the game at 10 for 21. And the way he came back in the second half... To go 9 for 14 and to put up, you know, more drives and another touchdown to come back. I thought the game was over once they went down 14-7. I'm going to be very honest. Mm. At that point, I was like, I don't know how the Bears are going to stop what the Steelers are doing on offense. And it's something that's become so familiar. It's like, if they're not going to take the shots down the field, are the Bears going to have chances to take the ball away? Both these defenses are similar in that they both love to take the ball away. And at that point, with the strip sack and the touch, like an immediate touchdown, not a drive that leads to a touchdown. No, it's a touchdown. I was like, ah, yeah, this is a bad day for the Bears.
That's how it was. It was like watching something where you were like, oh, no, safety. Oh, no, even worse than a safety.
Oh, yeah, it elevated quickly. I was like, this is not the time, Caleb, to not be Houdini, to not be Dua Lipa. You need to do your thing. Of all the times for him to not know what he was doing, because he has been so competent in that area of being elusive and getting away and making decisions. And I get it. The pressure's different. When your foot's on that line, man, it does feel different. So hopefully that is one of those learning moments for Caleb Williams. Gotta go. Gotta go. Must make a decision in the crunch right there, and he did not.
Well, and credit to the Steelers for hiring somebody to practice with their practice squad.
Yes.
And the players who knew how to use that spin move. Because if you notice on that sack, TJ had his arm pinned. And you've got to think that that's because they practiced for this during the week. Like, that's game preparation, because he tried to spin out of it, and then we saw what happened. That did not work. Do not pass go. And that's when I was like, oh, God, a safety. Oh, no.
Oh, no. Touchdown. What?
And boom goes the dynamite.
Oh, my God.
John Reese Plumlee is no Caleb Williams, though. Done. That's the guy that they hired to be the stand-in, if you will.
But if you can practice it enough to where you can teach your body as a defender to be able to counter it, that's what matters. And I feel like that's what happened in that case.
He manhandled Caleb.
And let's go back to even what happened prior to that. This was, I feel like, a sequence of unfortunate events. Because you had back-to-back offensive holding penalties. There was one on the kickoff return. And then there was Darnell Wright. So then you're at first and 20. And then Chase throws the ball out of bounds. And then we see what happened with the being backed up into the end zone. Brutal.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
So I'll go through my other notes on the bad Caleb stuff. You know, obviously, the strip sack. He had some overthrows in the second quarter. Overthrow to Odunze, which could have been picked off. He had an overthrow to Burden in the second quarter, which could have been picked off. And then the delay of game sucked in the fourth quarter. I mean, you got to, again, got to go, got to get a playoff. I know they got 11 back when they went to Colson Loveland, but that ultimately ended up in a punt. The good... obviously, the touchdown throw, the touchdown throw to DJ Moore with the 24-yarder was sick. Like, all the velocity, all the zip, all the accuracy, terrific on that. Colson Loveland as well. And then I mentioned it earlier. I mean, he was the engineer of another long Bears drive, 11 plays, 70 yards, with the Loveland TD ending it, and featuring a 22-yard throw to Rome Odunze along the way. So that's the good and the bad, the way I saw it, or just a little sketch of it.
I thought overall it was a positive performance for Caleb Williams. Number one, they got the win. Number two, three touchdowns. And the fact that I feel like he has a better command of like what's supposed to go on as far as standard operating procedure. Now it's just that fine line of executing. And too often we watch him make a throw and we're like, ah, it was right there. And he sails it.
Yeah.
Or it's just a little bit behind the receiver. And, you know, the receivers, good on them. They've caught some of these balls that were not put in the window where you catch it and go off with it. But they're able to bring it in. But I would just like to see him be a tad more accurate or just consistently accurate.
Yeah, he said in postgame, Caleb Williams said, you know, I missed on some routes and some throws that I normally hit. And we're trying to figure out if you actually normally hit them.
I think that's the question, right, Mark? We're watching him, and when he's describing, like, I normally hit those, it's like, do you normally hit them? It's like your completion percentage for the season tells me otherwise. I know it's up from last year, but it leaves a lot to be desired.
Well, I mean, look, the conversation in back-to-back weeks with color commentators, starting with Troy Aikman, was even to the point where you're completing passes, but you're not putting the ball in the right place and allowing your receivers to make plays. So that's a work in progress thing. And it's funny because it goes back to our conversation about how much effort you're going to put into developing a player right now versus it's winning time.
Yeah, and this is a work in progress, and I feel like at least in the second half, there were some adjustments made that worked to that effect and that we saw. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, it is time for Five on It, and we have a programming note to pass along, by the way. Tonight, the Bulls are in New Orleans to take on the Pelicans. Marshall loves this game.
I do not love this game. We'll discuss why tomorrow.
Pre-game coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off is at 7 on the Score and the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network powered by Helly Forklifts. Our five questions that we want to ask with you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.